What's up, my BWT explorers? I know. I like to come to you all when I have specific things that I want to discuss with you and to educate you. And it's been a minute. I've been focusing on my other business that you all may or may not know me for. So if you get the chance, Google my name and then you'll learn more about it. That said, I had a client email me a couple of days ago asking me what was going on with all of these airlines not having enough pilots. And so I said, I have an answer for that. Matter of fact, I'll do a podcast on it. So instead of writing back an email, I explained to them that I would do this podcast. So what's up? What's up? Here is your response. Yes, I know what's going on with the shortage in pilots. So let's go way back, right? To the pandemic, something that the travel industry never thought they would experience. When that occurred, they were trying to find ways in order to make money because they weren't making the money that they normally would make, airlines and the travel industry in general. And one of those ways was to offer early retirement options. By doing that, what they essentially did is end up cutting their workforce tremendously, specifically pilots. Now, what's interesting is they didn't predict the upswing in travel to occur the way it has once some of the COVID restrictions lifted in various places. And now, here you are with not enough pilots to fly these planes. Now, people think, can't you just get a pilot to fly the plane? No, training takes a while for specific aircrafts. This is why it's important when you see the aircraft number for your flight. Not all pilots are trained to fly different aircrafts. This was also something that became prevalent a couple of years ago when they were talking about the new Boeing. Do y'all remember that? And then how they had quick training, but then something was wrong with the panels, and then they had to adjust what it was that they were learning, and the pilots were sharing information so that they could know how to operate it because there was something faulty going on. I hope y'all remember that story from back then. Okay, so not to scare you, I'll just bring it forward. So the planes that are flown, there's a certain training that needs to be done. There are not enough pilots. There are not enough people who went to aviation school. There are not enough people who are coming or transitioning out of the military who want to fly commercially. There are just not enough of them. And those that are in the wings, no pun intended, waiting to complete their training, it takes some time. Now, mark my words, there will be an upswing that's going to happen in a couple of years or so once the people complete the other part of their training, because not everybody can just sit and fly a plane, right? A commercial aircraft has some differences from a military aircraft or a personal aircraft, so it's just different. So when I tell you this, then watch, we're going to have it where there's so many they don't know what to do. So that's where you are right now. And then if you have certain aircraft that have to fly certain distances or go certain routes, and you don't have the pilots for them, what do? You then take the pilots that you do have and you move them however you can to meet certain demands. And that demand would be dictated basically by the airline and their travel patterns and booking patterns. But if you having the assumption, so for instance, they sell these flights and they go, we'll have a pilot to fly this. But remember, they gave these people the early retirement and those people left. So then they're like, do we have pilots that are coming out that'll be able to fly these planes? And then that's not necessarily the case. They don't come out in time to fly the planes. And then everybody's screwed and it creates this big circle. So that is why there are all these random cancellations happening. And especially, let's say the pilots they do have, they already have them flying a plane over here because these schedules were preset via data and computer before it was actually available. This is why you have flight changes by a few minutes and all of that stuff. You know, you all get the update when you book a flight and it's like, your flight's changed by 10 minutes. The next thing you know, it's been canceled. We got to reroute you. Then you're like, wait, it was just 10 minutes, a few, you know, like a week ago. These flight changes set by computers first, then individuals get involved, humans get involved. But it's based on the predictions of your sales years prior, and that's how they're determining this. Now, again, you would think that something would adjust because the years prior, we've been in a situation. At this point, it's an epidemic. We've been in a situation. So you would think that it would change, but you don't know what human set it to go back to what it was pre-situationship. So then that means the system automatically has these things booked out because we can book flights 300 and something days in advance, i.e., 330, 310 for some vendors. It just depends. So if you can book it out that way in advance and the system's going off in an algorithm beforehand, then what do you think happens? People are booking flights early, people are booking packages early, right? But they forgot the human part of things. People are retiring right before you have these flights out. During the year, people retire. Things change and transition, and they're not able to catch up and keep up. So that's what's happening. What I do highly suggest, and I've been suggesting that, which is so funny because when I first started this podcast, I was like, travel insurance, depends. What I do highly suggest is you get the pre-departure protection, if it's available, or the cancellation insurance, or whatever, for before your trip, so that if anything happens, you can at least get your money back. Find a vendor that will give you that. If you need help searching for a vendor, you can go to my website, blackwilltravel.com, and I have an insurance. It's like a search engine. So you can search for insurance based on what it is that you need. I would look for cancel for any reason or any pre-departure protection, but definitely cancel for any reason and pay for that so that you don't end up losing hundreds of dollars and you could just lose the couple that you paid for it. So go there or go to my Instagram. There's a link in there too for insurances. And I suggest that you invest in that for your trips. You know why? Because it will save you a headache and a peace of mind. Now, if you're working, it may not save you if it gets canceled and you're trying to get back and with your job. So what I highly suggest is a contingency plan for that. Put in for extra days if possible. If not possible, discuss something with your direct supervisor to let them know that, you know, based on how everything is going and you've already paid for your trip, this is a possibility. So you don't want to be harmed in that way, or figure out a way that you could just manage what happens if it happens. But I hope this helps you all. And until next time, peace. Oh, there's something I forgot to tell you. Those of you all that are on my email list, hey y'all, hey, I have a retreat. Now, let me be clear. This is part of that other business thing that I mentioned as well. And in that relation, you will see my title and you will see Iyanefa Chandra Charisse. This is a spiritual rejuvenation retreat. If you're interested, you can visit the link on my, I'm not going to put it over here on Blackwell Travel because it's really not a Blackwell Travel event. It's just being carried out by Blackwell Travel. But you can go visit the link at chandracharisse.com, which is chandracharisse.com. You can go to my Instagram. Even the Blackwell Travel Instagram should take you to the Chandra Charisse Instagram, and you could look it up that way as well because it's specifically for that. And it will be, what you all know is my favorite place in the world, 8 days, 7 nights on the island of Bonaire, October 5th departure. So check it out. Check out the deets, and I hope you join me. And until next time, again, peace.
Blackwell Travel is a travel company for those interested in seeing the world in color. Who am I? I'm Chandra Charisse, lead explorer and founder of Blackwell Travel.